Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
If you're listening to this episode on the day it came out, it is
October 12th.
And that means
it's a little less than a month to our national election, general election.
And this is a humdinger.
There is so much shit to vote for, people. This is importante.
So we wanted to give you plenty of time to listen to this episode before you go to the polls, go to your polling place. Do you know where your polling place is?
Mm-hmm.
You better. If you need to know your polling place, we'll have links for Alameda County and San Francisco County down in the underworld. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks here, Maysoon. Let's hit up the state
propositions slash measures.
51.
Proposition 51.
Where do you come down? Let's compare.
I said yes.
I said no.
Awesome. So this is all about school bonds, $9 billion for school upgrades and modernization for K-12 and community colleges.
Yep.
I thought that seemed good. And a lot of the places I usually look for guidance on some of these more abstract, like this is a little bit more of an abstract issue where I'm like, I don't know, $9 billion, what does that do?
Well, here's how the breakdown is. Of that, $6 billion would target K-12 construction and modernization projects, mm-hmm. $2 billion for community colleges, and an additional $1 billion for career technical education and charter schools. It should be noted that it would cost the taxpayers 17.6. This is PS, this is from the Green Party voter guy. Mm-hmm. It would cost the taxpayers $17.6 billion, nearly double the expenditures involved. Furthermore, neither state teacher union federations, the CFT and CTA, have endorsed it. That, to me, is always a red flag, because I believe in the teachers' unions. And even Governor Brown says it squanders funds that would be far better spent in low-income communities. The chief funders and endorsers are a variety of pro-real estate and construction groups.
Ooh.
But, you know, again, this is one where you can kind of think, make up your own mind, mm-hmm. listener.
Yeah.
Okay, 52. This increases required vote to 2/3 for the legislature to amend an existing law that imposes fees on hospitals.
Private hospitals.
So you said yes to it?
Yeah.
I also said yes. High five.
And it's because there was something that passed a few years ago that had it so that private hospitals would pay a fee. The fee would go towards providing health care towards people with Medi-Cal.
Mm-hmm.
So as opposed to that, those people only being able to go to public hospitals like SF General, that they can actually, they're actually supported through any hospital in their city or yes. around them. And I'm fucking all for this. So this proposition is to extend that program.
Yep. And for children's health services as yeah. well. Three. Hey. Revenue bonds. These are not the exciting
these
ones,
are not.
People.
Oh, this is for voter approval. So revenue voter approval before bonds over $2 billion. The state has to be more transparent in how they're using this money. So the voters will have to approve whether or not they can spend this money.
And what did you say, Mamie?
Why did I say no?
I said no, too. The effort to qualify Prop 53 for the California ballot was funded entirely by one family.
Oh, really? I hadn't read that.
They spent $4.5 million. It could be, according to the Green Party, it could be viewed as a vanity initiative promoted by a single wealthy farming couple.
Isn't that weird? One comment I had was that it doesn't seem so. What it also means is that if the bond is going towards like something in Oakland, it means everyone in the entire state can vote on it. So you have
yeah,
people voting
cool.
from like Southern California who don't give a fuck about Oakland.
Yeah, no,
which
thank
to
you.
Me is kind of like that seems problematic to me.
Yeah,
I don't
and
know.
It's kind of also the wording of the language of the proposition is vague. Say no to that. Even though we're all about transparency, but sometimes you get into the specifics on these things and it's just a garbage dump. Proposition 54. This would prohibit the legislature from passing any bill until it has been in print and published on the internet for 72 hours.
I said yes to that. I'm
I
all
did
for
too.
It.
And there was.
I kind of think anything can wait 72 hours, honestly. Right?
I mean,
there's
not
some
CPR,
not life and death, but a bill is going to take a lot longer than 72 hours to get passed through anyhow. You know, keep going.
Prop 55.
Tax
extension. The rich.
Bitch.
Yeah, do it. We're into that.
What is this? This is 12 more years of the 2012 tax increase on earnings of over $250,000 a year.
Yep. Do it.
And
yes,
I just said
55.
Yes.
Tax the rich. We're all about it.
Honestly, the only when I was reading in the electoral guides, the argument against was like temporary means temporary. Like it should end because it said it would. And I'm like, shut up. That's
gross.
Like,
gross. That doesn't mean anything.
Terrible argument.
Okay. So FYI, that was a yes on Prop
55.
Prop 56 is the cigarette tax.
And that is to raise the current tax of 87 cents per pack to $2.87 per pack.
And I said yes to this.
I have to say I'm kind of on the fence.
Is the reason why because you feel like it like is too punitive to poor people?
I feel like it targets, yeah. I worry about who that tax is targeting a little bit. Like
Does it change your mind at all that the 80% of the tax revenue would increase funding for tobacco-related health care through Medi-Cal?
Yeah, that I know. I think that's great, too.
I wish that
the corporations were being held responsible. And of course, that would all be like a trickle down so that people would end up paying more anyhow per pack.
Uh-huh.
But there's part of it that just feels like we're still not getting at the problem. Like, I don't think people should smoke. I think it's totally harmful and terrible. But I also feel like there's a couple propositions on the state ballot that, you know, that are a little bit confusing as to who gets kind of punished or who pays for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'll probably end up voting yes, but I'm really on the fence right now on it.
I said a solid yes.
Yeah. I think it's.
And also, the federal government tripled its tobacco tax in 2009, which resulted in a rapid decrease in smoking rates.
Right. I think of people like my brother, who has like a pretty severe mental illness and like can't work. And so he has very little to do with his day. And he just, and not that I want him to smoke a million packs of cigarettes a day. But I'm just sort of like, that's the way he passes time. And I feel very confused by it or conflicted in weird ways. Because of course I don't want people to smoke because it's going to kill you. And that's all.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You decide, voters/listeners. This is Proposition 57, sentencing for nonviolent crimes in juvenile criminal proceedings. Okay, so this basically makes it so you have more access to parole if you're a nonviolent criminal.
Right.
And also that juvenile offenders, how they do it now is they have a direct filing in which a prosecutor can file a criminal charge against a person under 18 in adult court without a finding that declares the minor to be unfit for juvenile court. So they just can do it willy-nilly.
Right. I mean, this is like a no-brainer to me. I think this is really important. I say vote yes on Prop 57.
Just say yes. If you are opposed to the prison industrial complex, this is one little chip out of that.
Yep.
Do mountain
it.
Of
chip the
bullshit.
Fuck away.
Chip away. Yes on 57.
Prop 58 is about English proficiency in schools. And I guess the way it is now, it seems like, well, classes are primarily taught in English. And so if this proposition passed, it would leave it up to the schools to decide how they wanted to teach their classes. And also if they wanted to provide more multilingual classes for their constituents or for their students in the school. This seems obvious. I mean, I am saying yes on this too.
Yes. I also said yes. One thing the Green Party says was that it also is seen by proponents as restoring the power of cultural minorities to have curriculum respectful of their cultural identities and providing language continuity to their children.
All right, Prop 59.
Campaign finance. This one's kind of a bullshit.
Which is this, should elected officials ratify an amendment overturning, Citizens United stating that laws placing limits on political spending is unconstitutional?
Well, yeah, and this is purely symbolic and will do nothing.
Exactly. But it is, what it is it's putting it, I guess we're
We're getting our California on and being like, hey, Washington.
Hey, we're paying attention.
You say that, but we say this.
We don't agree.
We're smoking our doobies.
We might set precedents. You know, maybe other states will start voting on this too, and we'll have to pressure Washington to fucking reverse that.
Sure enough. So yes, on 59, one thing I really liked that the Green Party said on this was, a corporation is no more a person than a lawn is a blade of grass. Here's a fun one. Proposition 60. Adult films. Should they have to be wearing condoms?
Yep. And producers to pay. What should requires performers to wear condoms and producers to pay for medical exams. Now.
Okay, but don't I'm they all already?
For, yeah, I'm all for producers taking care of their people and getting yes. medical exams and all of that stuff, checkups and things. Uh-huh. I, however, think that as long as it's consensual, I don't think performers should have to wear condoms.
That's good. I also said no.
I just am like, you know, I don't think I can make that decision. Like, that's not my body. Like, sorry.
There's already some heavy regulation on getting STI tested and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And it just seems, you know, a lot of performers have come out saying against this proposition. Yeah. So I feel like
I'm voting no on that.
But I'll tell you, voter, you decide.
Yeah, no, you should decide on all of these things, but yeah. do some reading about it.
But this is one where I'm not strongly. It's a no for me, but not a strong no. Seems whole thing's a little. It's a sticky situation. Do I not have a 61?
There's 61. State prescription drug purchases. This is to
prohibit. This was a big one.
Was it a big one?
Oh.
This proposition will prohibit the state from buying drugs, prescription drugs, at a price higher than the lowest price paid, which is the VFF, the Veterans?
The VA.
The VA, Veterans Association, typically gets drugs at the lowest price. And
right.
so this amendment or this proposition is saying that the state needs to buy basically at that same rate and right. not higher so that consumers or patients are buying
get a good deal on prescription drugs,
which is like, honestly, we know they're just fucking.
Yeah, I think one of the counterpoints to this proposition was that it would increase the price that the VA has to pay. But I still said yes on this Prop 61. There was an episode of Forum about this one too.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and it
we might
it
have
was
to link
another.
To Forum.
Oh God,
your favorite. Anyhow, I also said yes on this one because I think we as consumers and as patients should have a more affordable health care, and that includes prescriptions.
I say yes. Green Party says yes, and they don't fuck around if shit's gonna fuck with anybody.
So, speaking of shit fucking with anybody, Proposition 62.
This is the most important one.
I think so too.
Even though, okay, this one's about this ends the death penalty, guys. A yes vote let's on actually, 62 ends the death penalty.
Great. I was like, let's actually be really clear about this one.
Yeah. So yes, yes, yes on 62. How can we remember that? 62, I love you. Yes on 62.
Oh, that's nice.
There's no counter argument to this.
There's plenty of counter arguments, but I refuse.
What's the counter argument? That we should kill people?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yep.
I think the only thing about
that the victims' families need that kind of closure, all sorts of bullshit. I mean, sorry, I'm not a.
I call bullshit on it.
I don't even think it's worth putting in a counter argument. I think we should say yes, 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 and leave it at that.
Well, I just wanted to say, I say yes, 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 and I also hope that it creates a chain reaction to other states that, like, California hasn't actually executed anybody in a long time, but hopefully this will be a turning point for the whole country to end our fucking antiquated justice system.
Justice. Not justice.
Our unjustice system.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 63.
Firearms, background
okay,
check.
This one is a little complicated because this is one where I differed with the Green Party and said yes. Green Party says no because this measure fails to hold accountable some of the most out of control abusers of firearms, which are retired police officers. This doesn't, so it limits ammunition sales, but retired cops are exempt from it.
Exempt from it?
Yeah, they're
I didn't
exempt.
Read that.
Yep. Yeah, it would prohibit the possession of large capacity ammunition magazines. But however, that was already signed to law in SB 1446 in July. And this exempts active and retired law enforcement officers from those restrictions. So it will require all other purchasers of any ammunition, even, well, they say even for like hunting or whatever, but I don't give a shit about that.
I still say yes on it. I think we can, there can be a ballot measure in a couple of years' time that brings police officers back in to the fold. Like, I don't think this is forever making them safe. You know what I mean? Or forever saying they will never have to be responsible for their ammunition purchases.
Yeah, I also said yes because I'm for...
I kind of think any kind of gun control...
Exactly.
Anything we can get needs to happen now.
I agree. Disgusting. And you know the people that are most often dead by firearm are suicide victims. People committing suicide.
I didn't know that.
That is a very often overlooked.
Well, because you only hear about the homicide.
Exactly.
You know, like you.
64.
Marijuana legalization.
Oh, fuckaroo. How did I overlook that?
So everyone and their mother votes says yes on this, but what's...
Did you say no?
No, I didn't say no. I said leaning towards yes. My big problem is that this prop is kind of like solely sponsored by Sean Parker, who's like the founder
from fucking
Napster.
Yeah,
and Facebook.
And
I'm like, what does this motherfucker have up his sleeve? Like, what's he trying to do?
Oh man, what is he trying to do?
I don't know.
And I didn't even know about that.
It's also backed by Gavin Newsom, who's our lieutenant governor, who's also a total douchebag. So
well,
I'm just kind of
happen,
like,
what's gonna happen, Maymay?
I don't know. I'm just saying I need to do more research into it because I want to say yes because I think there's a lot of good things that can come out of legalizing marijuana.
Yes.
Another thing Jimbo told me was that there's still a lot of like police restrictions or like restrictions around it. So it's not just like it will actually be totally easy to buy and smoke marijuana in public. There's still will be a lot of regulations and rules.
What prop is this again?
This is 64. So I think you could look at it as like a step in the right direction with probably a lot of
later legislation needed.
Yeah.
Well,
but
Green Party says strong yes. And sure. They usually like if some weirdos.
That's they're all stoned over there. No, right?
That's true. Yeah, they don't really have a counterpoint to it.
It's just something that like puts a bad feeling, you know, like it leaves a bad feeling for me where I'm like, oh, what are those guys doing? Do they don't give a fuck about anyone? Like, why?
I think they just really want to get high.
They just want to get stoned. They can. They have so much money. They can afford it no matter what.
I think that's it. They just love weed and they just have a lot of money. I think it's okay, Maysoon. I think there's no Trojan horse in this proposition. Mm-hmm. And so I give it a strong yes. And I would also slightly like to recuse myself from endorsement because I have a few stocks on E-Trade of penny weed stocks.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's why you want it to go through.
Damn right. God, Maysoon, get some weed stocks now because they're hot, hot, hot. I already made $6.
Did you?
Sure did.
Oh, damn.
65 carry out bags measure.
This is the other one that's crazy.
This is the no one.
So the weird thing, there's two plastic bag propositions.
How do they do this to
and
us?
And they're confusing.
This should be illegal. And there should be a proposition about having the double illegal. Creeper propositions.
Yeah.
That's what we're working on here at Congratulations Pine Tree.
Next fucking election, people.
How many signatures do you need?
Probably like 1,500.
We can pull that off.
Probably,
no problem.
Maybe 10,000.
That's only half of our listenership. JK.
So SFA Guardian said no on this. And they said that this proposition in particular was put there by... was
Big Plastic.
Big Plastic to sort of confuse the voter. So they're making it sound like if you vote yes on this, then the funds from the plastic bags will get redirected to environmental protection.
Bullshit.
But I think that there is some underlying...
It's a crooked
false.
Sweetheart deal.
Basically. So I think to be safe, I'm going to vote no.
Oh,
because
hell
it's
no.
Very tricky. But there is another one later, number 67, that everyone's recommending that
correct.
You vote yes on.
Yes. This is the creepy Trojan horse proposition. That's going to try to fool you into thinking it's environmentalist and shit.
Right.
But actually, it's all a big con.
Big biz.
So no to 65.
66.
no to 66.
Death penalty procedures. If you don't believe in the death penalty, you should just vote no. Yes. Period.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
This makes California kill people faster. How would you ever want to vote for that? So no to 66. And how you can remember that is take a trip down Route 66 to vote no on Proposition 66.
Big no.
666, the mark of the devil. No, the mark of the devil.
I think most of our listeners are probably Satanists.
And we're all into that. So
yeah, we don't mind. We're cool as hell.
Yeah. So 666, Satanists don't kill people. So no on 66.
Okay. We can't confuse our listeners on these important ones.
666 in O. I'm usually better at mnemonic devices.
I'm terrible at it, so I'm glad you're working on it.
Okay, 67. This is the actual plastic bag one that we want to say yes to.
Can you help me with something on this one, though?
Yes.
Because there's one. Is this the one where it's like no plastic bags, but then you'll have to pay 10 cents if you get a paper bag? Are we already doing that, or is it only plastic that we pay for? Can you remind me? Help me understand.
Well, I know I got a plastic bag at the corner store down from my studio the other day, and it cost me 10 cents. But it was one of those weird plastic bags. Not the usual ones, but like the black ones that seem like kind of environmental for some reason.
Oh, they seem compostable
or
something?
I just have a whole bag. I just put them in another plastic bag in my studio and never throw them away.
I think this one... I just usually get paper bags because I can reuse them, and because they're biodegradable.
Sure enough.
So I was kind of, there's one of, I think this one was saying that they would ban plastic bags altogether and then charge consumers 10 cents for a paper bag. And it's all to just get people to start using reusable bags.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, don't fucking charge us 10 cents for paper bags. It's just a little bit of annoying to me.
Sure enough.
I just feel like it's all too much. Yeah.
The legislation requires that the bag fees, so there are fees, be spent on compliance costs, bag purchase costs, and consumer education on reusable bags.
Right?
Come on. Anyhow, yes on 67.
That's how Kate's voting.
That's how I'm voting.
I'm also voting yes, but I might change my mind.
Now that we've done the state measures, let's move back a little bit if you're looking at your sample ballot right now. And we're not doing anything about the presidential election.
Nope.
Vote your conscience.
Thank you.
So then we have our very exciting United States Senator race with Loretta L. Sanchez and Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I am voting for Kamala Harris.
All of the voter guides I look at say to vote for Kamala Harris, and so I will likely do that. And I just haven't done any research on why. So that's not, in general, a great way to vote. I'll acknowledge that directly.
Loretta Sanchez, I think, is just slightly more conservative.
What's her background? What does it say?
She's really cool. They're both super cool.
They're both Democrats.
They're both Democrats because we have the top two system. It's just the two people that get the most votes. They don't take one from each party. Mm-hmm. And Loretta Sanchez did the dab during their debate with each other. Maysoon just today learned about the dab.
It's a dance move for those of you who are also like me.
Everybody does it. It's really cool.
Loretta Sanchez is already a United States Congresswoman, just so you know. And Kamala Harris is the...
Wait, what? She's and the House of Representatives. House of okay, got it, got it, got it. I knew that.
No, of course.
Okay, go on.
And then Kamala Harris is the attorney general.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I'm just saying, like, this is what they've been doing.
Kamala Harris is most likely to win. And the Green Party basically says that they're both, like, establishment Democrats.
Totally.
They're not that progressive.
Yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera.
What's your take on, like, if you don't feel strongly, just, like, not voting?
So there's some that I'm not voting on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm stoked for Kamala Harris, kind of.
Why?
Just because of something.
I don't think I've read that much great stuff about her.
It's historic for some reason of, like, being a woman of color. It's going to be historic. Either way, no matter which of them wins, it's going to be a big deal. But if you don't want to go for either of them, that's fine. Green Party didn't endorse either of them. Harris is most favored to win.
All right.
Those are your choices. Okay, then... For us in the 13th Congressional District, that's us over in Oakland, we've got Barbara Lee is up for re-election, and I will vote for her until the day I die.
Yeah, girl.
Barbara Lee. Love her. Mills alum. Mills College alum.
That's right. I know. It's not great. Okay. Wait, who do we have? Congress for District 12.
Do you have one?
District 12.
That's you? Nancy Pelosi. Is she up for re-election?
I don't know. Sorry, it's right in front of my fucking
you
face.
You got your old pal Pelosi.
District 12 in San Francisco, we are running for, it's called Congress.
That's right. The House of Representatives. Thank you. We got our old pal Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi is
former Speaker of the House.
Yep. She's also a member of Congress. And we have a new person named Preston Pikus.
Preston Pikus endorsed.
Who has no party preference.
By the League of Pissed Off Voters.
And is a teacher, author, and a coach.
Cute.
Amazing. So it looks like the San Francisco League of Pissed Off Voters.
Oh, it's Pikus. Preston Pikus.
Okay, well, it's either Pelosi or Pikus or Pikus, so get with it.
It's Pikus.
Okay.
They said.
I see. Okay. Pikus is a public school teacher taking on Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic establishment.
Ooh, he was a burner.
He was a strong supporter
of Bernie Sanders.
My fave. And snagged just enough votes to knock out the no-name Republican candidate and
fuck all Republicans trying to do anything in California.
Of a finish. That means that now he's facing down Pelosi head to head. This is the first time since California enacted top two primaries that Pelosi won't face a Republican in the general election. Pikus's number one issue is campaign finance reform.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. He's an excellent choice for protest vote against Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't represent our San Francisco values.
I feel like you should say protest vote because he sounds great. It's not just symbolic. You actually want him to win. Right? I mean,
isn't
a protest vote is like you see it as a foregone conclusion that Pelosi's getting it. Right? Do you feel that way?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I think you should do it as a real vote.
I probably
not just
will.
A protest vote. Okay, well guys, hello.
I mean, part of me is also
this
sort
is
of
a
like,
big one.
What experience does he have that he can actually do this job? You know, like
yeah,
that's also part of why it might
about
be a protest vote.
Francisco Herrera back when he was running in the last mayoral election in San Francisco, and he turned out to be pretty fucking awesome, you know?
Yep.
So I think we should go all in for this guy.
All right.
Even though we know nothing about him. Okay, so CPT endorsement.
What's his name? Preston Pikus.
Go Pikus.
Preston Pikus. Go Pikus.
Yep. You won't lose if you pick Pikus.
There could be a basket of apples, like a U-Pick farm basket.
Yeah, I hope that's what his logo is. I have our state senator for the 9th state senate district. And that for us will be Sondre R. Swanson. He's endorsed by Barbara Lee. And he will be the only African-American to serve in state senate for more than 2 decades. And that's pretty huge. He's slightly endorsed by the Green Party. You know how they are.
But
even a slight endorsement from the Green Party is actually a pretty ringing endorsement. So he has 30 years of political experience working for Congresspersons Ron Dellums and Barbara Lee. He's worked on all kinds of shit, including working with victims of human trafficking, working on workers' rights. He's also for tuition-free higher ed, and he is a principled progressive.
In San Francisco, we have State Senate for District 11, and Jane Kim.
Oh, Jane Kim. She's cool.
Jane Kim,
I hear about her all the
Jane
time.
Jane Kim is pretty awesome. Jane Kim is running, and she's a current state San Francisco supervisor, and she is running against Scott Weiner, who is also...
He sucks.
Who also is on the Board of Supervisors.
See, I even
sucks.
Know about this, and I'm clear over in the East Bay.
I'm voting for Jane.
She's better.
She's better, and I she's better, and I think I just... I like, if you look at the propositions on the SF ballot, the ones that she supports are far more aligned with my personal politics around like homelessness and renters' rights and stuff than Wiener's, who's sort of like
a wiener.
He's a fucking douchebag.
That's the mnemonic device for that. Okay, here's my personal endorsement for our state assembly for the 15th assembly district. I say Tony Thurman.
I thought you were going to say Tony Tone.
Also love them so much, even though it's only one guy, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So he's cool.
So for sorry.
So Tony Thurman. Tony Thurman. 15th Assembly District Council person, assembly champion. That is a not a ringing endorsement, but a whispered endorsement.
Whisper. Okay, so for we have a member of the state assembly here for District 17, and there's two people running for that. You can always write people in, I think, too, just so you know. You can write me in if you want. I could probably do some good stuff.
Don't write me in. I don't want to be in any public office. I have a checkered past.
Whenever it's time to vote, I'm always like, God, I feel like I could run for this shit and be
but
better.
Then don't you think about like how they, I don't know. I mean, obviously nobody gives a shit about who's going to be the 15th assembly district manager or whatever the fuck and go into their whole deal.
So there's two people.
You don't have anything in your past that you don't want the public to know.
God. I've never killed anyone. I've stolen a few things.
I've got skeletons. No, I've got mammoth, woolly mammoth skeletons in my closet.
That's pretty cool, except for it's probably a national heritage kind of thing. You might want to return those back to the park.
I'll email UNESCO.
Matthew Del Carlo, who's a Republican, taxpayer advocate, and businessman. versus David Chu, who's a Democrat.
Oh, he's cool.
An
I've heard that
member.
Name.
I don't know much about David Chu. Suck? No, I don't think he sucks. He doesn't suck like Wiener sucks. And no one endorses anyone on this one candidate.
Okay, so no endorsement.
So you can skip it or vote for Eric Chu.
Flip a coin. Okay, then we've got our Alameda County Superior Court office number one. So this is a Superior Court judge, and CPT is endorsing Scott Jackson. He served on the board of the Volunteer Legal Services Corporation, which provides free legal aid to poor people. He is still on the board of the Elizabeth House, a transition program for vulnerable Oakland mothers. He clerked for the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, during which he was involved in investigating a wave of 154 burnings of black churches. And he's just been deeply involved in civil rights, and he has been endorsed by the SEIU Local 1021, which is P.S., you know, I think the chapter for a bunch of things, but the chapter for adjunct art instructors, the SEIU 1021.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So he's also endorsed by Black Women Organized for Political Action and over three dozen Alameda County Superior Court judges. Sounds fucking awesome. That's Scott Jackson for Superior Court office number one. Okay, then we've got our AC Transit Board at large, which is, this is the most important thing on the entire ballot, people. Just today, I was waiting for the goddamn 11 bus,
what's
and
her
it was
name,
like
Doreen?
15 minutes late. Dolene Jones. If you want to look her up, it's Dolene Jones. She has a video. She has some videos online of her talking about stuff, and she's on point, and she is dedicated to AC Transit. She
is a bus driver, isn't she?
That's right.
Yeah.
And she for 21 years. 21 years.
She knows.
And let me tell you, Maysoon, I looked deeply into this, and the thing is, the incumbent, Chris Peoples, was in a total scandalous imbroglio / boondoggle where they were getting buses for Oakland that were made in like Europe somewhere. The Van Hool bus boondoggle.
Those are good buses, though.
Well, listen up. They're more expensive than American made. They're not made in America. And the whole thing was a big fiasco because all the extra money they had to spend on that meant they had to cut bus lines in like the most disadvantaged neighborhoods in Oakland. So the people that suffered from that, while fucking Chris Peoples was going on business trips to Germany or whatever, were fucking people missing out on the bus. What was I saying? Long story short, Dolene Jones, the most ringing endorsement of the November 2016 election.
I think so.
I swear this is going to make the buses better. It's going to make them nicer.
Why don't you join our campaign party? I feel like you could really kill it.
I know. I really was trying to, but then I couldn't.
Can you get a button?
I should have made buttons.
Let's make buttons this
weekend.
If she
doesn't win it this time, I'm making buttons next time. Because she will run again, because that is how dedicated she is. Dolene Jones. Really quick other things. AC Transit Ward 2, we endorse Greg Harper. Then you got the BART board. Do you vote for this too, Maysoon?
Sure enough.
You do have the BART board on the San Francisco ballot as well?
Yeah, we got BART director.
But we're District 3.
We're District 7. District 9? I'm confused. I'm looking all over the place.
So for District 3 BART board, we're endorsing Rebecca Saltzman. She might not be the best. Okay. Should I just do the last of the East Bay stuff? I think there's just one more thing. The East Bay Regional Park District Board Director of Ward 2.
All right.
We endorse D. Rosario. He has a very large amount of experience in the park system. And he wants to, like, do cool things with the parking lots, like make it so water can go through them.
We got the judge of the Superior Court, office number 7. The two people running are Victor Huang, who's a civil rights attorney, and Paul Henderson, who's a prosecutor and public servant. With a 23-year track record as a civil rights attorney, public defender, and district attorney, Victor Huang has serious experience in social justice chops. He's tried almost 100 cases to jury verdict, including prosecuting hate crimes and sex trafficking. Named a local hero by the Bay Guardian and Chinese World Journal, he's a way better choice for judge than the mayor's right-hand man, Paul Henderson. I want to go to the BART director, District 9. The recommendation is for Bevan Dufty, who's a retired city director, and he's been in SF politics forever and might do a good job. Although
sounds
honestly,
like he's like, as he's been in politics, he slowly moved to the left and become more progressive.
Is that right?
According to the League of Pissed Off Voters.
Oh, wait a second.
Ooh, she sounds great.
Wait a second. Let me read to you about Latifah Simon, because she sounds pretty killer. Oh, right. I'm in District 9, though. So District 7, vote for Latifah Simon because she sounds incredible. She's spent her career fighting for racial justice and improving the lives of children and communities of color in various ways. She was the executive director of the Center for Young Women's Development. She led the creation of SF's first reentry services division under Kamala Harris. We heard about her earlier. Anyhow, she sounds pretty cool. There's a bunch of people running for our District 9 Board of Supervisors. District 9 is where the mission is, so you know. I will be voting for Hillary Ronan. Who, it's weird that she has that name, isn't it?
Hillary Ronan?
Hillary
like
Ronan.
Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Oh my God, for all this time, yeah, exactly. It has a very similar. Not related. So Hillary Ronan has been...
Little known political fact, Maysoon. Not everyone with the same first name is related to each other.
But everyone with the same last name is. I think it's like, it's for this one, it seems like it's pretty obvious that Hillary Ronan... The two the two top runners are Hillary Ronan and this guy Joshua Arce. And everything I've been reading has been sort of pushing Hillary as the best, and it's partially because she works in David Campos's office and he's the current District 9 supervisor. You know, they're on the front line of SF battles against gentrification, displacement, and developers.
Is this a ranked choice?
It is a ranked choice. You get to choose 3.
Okay.
So you would choose Hillary Ronan as your first, and you can choose a second one. And the League of Pissed Off Voters is recommending that you choose Melissa San Miguel,
who for number 2
is a technology education advisor, as your number 2 choice. And what do we have to say about her? Melissa San Miguel is an attorney and Mission native who has worked to increase educational opportunities for low-income people and people of color. She was also policy manager for the National Center for Youth Law. So there's that.
Oh, Francisco Herrera is running again?
District 11. That's not my district.
Vote for him. I love him.
There's just so many people to vote for. I don't know. Listeners, I don't know what district you're in, and I can't tell you what to do, but let me know if you
are
having
any... Whoa, but the lady also running for District 11 is queer.
Kate, but what are her politics?
She says she protects children. You know, you want someone who's going to protect children. Not any of these other politicians that run on the kill children platform.
Kill children.
Kill children.
You're still with us? Take a drink of coffee and get ready for the
Take
props.
A drink of coffee. Get ready for hour number 2. Okay, I'll run through the Alameda County measures fast as a roadrunner. Okay. Here we go. AC, that's Alameda County, measure A1. Measure A1 is an affordable housing bond. And your knee jerk is like, oh, affordable housing.
Take it. Vote yes. Right.
I'm all about it. And it's generally good and most progressives support it, but the poor only get crumbs and it doesn't provide enough help for very low income tenants. And if one intends to attend the future supervisors' meetings to advocate, vote yes. So basically, if you're ready to just go balls deep and like really make sure this doesn't get the fuck around, then vote yes. But if you think that there should actually be a better piece of legislation to do these things, then don't vote yes unless you're willing to like really like see it
see it
into
through.
The future. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what I'm going to vote for on that one. Okay, then you've got measure G1, and this is like got to do with fucking teacher salaries. So the Oakland Unified School District Board has put forth this parcel tax, hoping to attract and retain educators and increase access to the middle school arts, music, and world language curriculums, blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
Who needs that?
It all sounds great. So vote yes on G1. I don't think that one has any creepiness to it, although they love to put that creepiness in there. Then you've got measure HH, and that is a 1 cent per ounce general tax on soda. This is the soda tax, people. And I love soda so much. I pretty much was fed Dr. Pepper in a baby bottle from the moment I was born. My mom drank Dr. Pepper while she was pregnant with me, except that she limited herself to one big gulp a week, which she would walk to the 7-Eleven with my brother while I was in gestation period. And so you know how much I love soda, but I say yes to HH. It's kind of like the cigarette tax again, where it's like, is this going to fuck over poor people? But, you know, it's trying to get people to stop drinking, you know, shit that is bad for you.
That's just fucking gonna kill you. The hell.
Yeah, exactly. So the Green Party had the concern that it punishes the poor and doesn't go far enough in promoting health and healthy food choices in poor neighborhoods. We have a lot of food deserts in Oakland, so you know, it's just another one of those things. But I say vote yes on HH. Okay, then you've got II.
Aye, Captain.
But should we say aye? I have no idea. This is another one where I just put question mark, question mark, question mark.
That's what I did that for.
This is, shall the charter of the city of Oakland be amended to increase maximum leases? So this would make it possible for you to have a 99-year lease. Basically, people don't live for 99 years too much. It doesn't make any sense. This one, you're going to have to figure this one out on your own, people. It's too confusing for me. Okay, then you've got JJ. Shall Oakland just cause for eviction and rent adjustment ordinances be amended by extending just cause eviction requirements from residential rental units offered for rent on or before October 14th. Okay, here's the deal with it, people. It will strengthen Oakland's current rent law and protect many renters from displacement while assuring rental owners a fair return. JJ was placed on the ballot by the Oakland City Council after pressure from tenant organizers, affordable housing advocates, community organizations, unions, and faith leaders. Just want to remind you, as the Green Party likes to do, between 2000 and 2010, 25% of Oakland's African-American population and 17% of school-age children have been displaced from the city of Oakland. And that is disgusting. And basically, yes on JJ.
JJ. Love you, JJ.
JJ. Yay, yay. Okay. Okay. Then you've got KK. This is to improve public safety and invest in neighborhoods throughout Oakland by repaving streets, blah, blah, blah. So, look.
Gentrification.
Yeah, so
is that like beautification?
I say no question mark. Mm-hmm. And now let me also say, I live in a pretty nice neighborhood in Oakland. I live not too far from Piedmont Avenue. Mm-hmm. And we've got potholes like that will swallow you and your car. Yeah. And you will die. But this one is just kind of a weird one. There's a lot of practical questions that this one just doesn't answer. So no question mark to KK. Then you've got LL. And for this one, I put 5 question marks. Okay, this one is really difficult because this seems like such exactly what we've wanted. And so basically it creates like a civilian like oversight commission for the police department, which seems like yes, yes, yes.
Please.
But I put 5 question marks because like no one's talking about this. Like even the Anti-Police Terror Project, where like one of their demands is to have like civilian oversight.
Who's funding this?
I think that the city council like put it out from pressure from the public. Basically, what the Green Party says is the goal of having an empowered police commission reflects both the struggles nationally around police violence/abuse and particular fights in Oakland. The difficulty in like deciding whether to endorse it or not revolves around matters of process and substance. Some concessions can be accepted if they reflect the power of the grassroots. Here, the alteration of the demands on how the commission would be composed, with the mayor having dominant power, Libby Schaff, who like
sucks balls.
The, yeah, exactly. The Anti-Police Terror Project has also been like spearheading action to get her out of office. So basically this led that having the mayor as the, you know, having dominant power has led to a split in the coalition with the Anti-Terrorism Police Task Force. I don't know if they said that right. And the Oakland Justice Coalition refusing to endorse it.
I say no on that one.
You say no?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like they need to come up with a better plan. And I don't think you should vote for something that's not actually going to help.
Right. So the Green Party said, while some believe this is our only opportunity to move such a commission forward, we contend that the growing political forces such as Black Lives Matter and gains against the elected establishment in Oakland, currently led by Mayor Schaff, will afford the opening for a truly effective police commission in the not distant future. So they basically say, like, don't take this one.
There's other groups doing it.
It's coming down the road that we'll have a much better one to vote for in the future.
I think I agree with that. As much as it feels like urgent and we need something now, it sounds like there's opposing ideas or forces around it.
Yeah.
I just don't think like that's not something you take that risk on.
Right. But don't take my word for it because.
But you can take my word for it.
I had Libby Schaff in my three rank choice for mayor, although she wasn't my first.
Okay. I was just going to ask. Not that I would, you know, we all make mistakes.
Yep.
She was deceiving.
I think if I just looked into it more at the time, I would have made a better decision. But anyhow. Okay, then we've got C1, which I said yes to. That is about AC transit. It basically extends the term of the existing parcel tax that provides funding for AC transit bus service. So I'm all about the bus. I want more buses. I just want a constant stream of buses, like a merry-go-round.
Get on the bus.
I want, like, you know how at SFO, how they have the little mini train that takes you from terminal to terminal? I want that, but with buses. Okay.
Get on the bus.
Thanks. Then we've got RR, and that is about BART safety, reliability, and traffic relief.
Yes.
And they say yes to RR. BART's hundreds of thousands of riders are well aware that the system needs major repairs and rebuilding. RR would raise $3.5 billion, so with 90% of the money used for repairing and replacing aging parts of the rail system, and 10% for killing children. JK.
Oh, obviously. Well, hopefully.
JK. God bless the children of the East Bay and all bays. Motherfucking city council at large in Oakland. I'll just give you my choices. You got for if this is ranked choice again. Number one, Matt Hummel. He's super progressive. Number two, Rebecca Kaplan. She's fine. And then number three, I wrote in research assistant Katie Kondo because none of the other choices are good. But if you are going to pick somebody else, don't pick Peggy Moore because she's the worst, worst, worst. Oh, if you're in District 1, our city councilman, Dan Kolb, who I guess is okay. I wasn't sure how I felt about him, but I guess he's fine. I'm voting for him. This is also ranked choice, but there's only two people running. Don't vote for the other guy. I'm voting for Dan Kolb, number one, Dan Kolb, number two, Dan Kolb, number three. Oh, and then for school director, Don McClay.
Oh, what I did want to say, actually, before we get started on San Francisco ballot measures, is that the last day to register to vote, if you are not registered, is Monday, October 24th. That is in, you know, a little under 2 weeks at this point. So
you still got time.
Try to get out there and register. It's really important that you vote. And
especially this time.
On many occasions.
Even if you're so turned off by the presidential election, which we're not talking about, makes you want to disavow your citizenship.
Yep.
There's other things. There's things that matter and that you can get galvanized for.
There's a measure on the San Francisco ballot that is voting for California becoming part of Canada, and I'm all for that. Have you heard of that one?
Take me through these measures, Maysoon. I can't wait.
Unicorns. There's unicorns on the ballot. I'm just talking bullshit now. I'm sorry, Kate.
Oh, wait. Was the Canadian thing not real either? This has all been lies?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be more like a politician.
What was the pin? Okay, let's get right down to it.
So, and Prop A is a $744 million bond act that would pay for at least one new school, a new art center, and a modest amount of affordable housing for teachers and facility and tech upgrades across the system. Now, all across the board, people are voting yes for this, including the Green Party, and I consider that pretty tough.
Green Party, yeah, it's so hard to get something through the Green Party.
There's some things
that
they say no to that I'm like, oh, interesting, but we'll get to that. So I'm saying yes to Prop A. Prop B is a City College parcel tax. Prop B is not a new tax. It's just the reauthorization of an existing $99 a parcel level that provides $15 million a year to the school. So I'm going to say yes to that. City College needs some support.
Maysoon, I just realized how people need to listen to this. You need to sit down with your sample ballot while you're listening to this show and just mark it in and then take your ballot to the
poll. I think that sounds good.
Then you're not spending 2 hours in the polling place listening to this podcast.
Oh, no, they can't take this to the polling place. People, you have to
take forever.
More organized.
You'll get some of those self-appointed poll regulators.
All right, we got Prop C here. I just got to keep going.
Keep going, Maysoon.
Loans to finance acquisition and the rehabilitation of affordable housing.
Yes on C.
Yes on C. D, vacancy appointments. End the practice of allowing the mayor to fill vacancies on the Board of Supervisors and instead give the voters that chance or that right to vote. If a vacancy on the board occurs, a special election would be held within 180 days. So the mayor would appoint someone in those 180 days.
The tiny interim.
In that little interim, but then voters would vote for their supervisor.
Sounds good.
I say yes to that.
Yes, on D.
E, responsibility for maintaining street trees and surrounding sidewalks. So this used to be the responsibility of the city. So for like public trees. Basically, and then it got moved on to the private owner that was nearest to the tree.
Oh, creepy.
And so what was happening is that people weren't maintaining their trees anyhow, and it was becoming like a safety hazard. And so it's basically like moving it back to the city's responsibility, which to me makes sense since it's not on your
land. All about socialism here on Congratulations Pine Tree.
So I say yes to Prop E.
You never hear about things being privatized and then going back to the public domain.
Isn't that crazy?
Good job, San Francisco.
Woo-hoo. Youth voting in local elections. This one is like radical. Prop F, 16 years old to vote. Vote in local elections.
Local elections. Oh, yeah. So they can't not federal.
I think I said local elections.
Okay, cool. It's like getting your training wheels. It's like getting your temps to vote.
I think it's amazing.
That's cool.
I'm super into it.
Yes, on F.
Okay, Prop G, police oversight. This proposal
got one too.
Yeah, we probably have a lot similar. The proposal would rename the I don't know what this means. The OCC.
That is the Office of Citizens Complaints.
Thank you. They're going to rename that to the Department of Police Accountability, give the agency its own budget, and would mandate that it conduct a performance audit on police use of force every 2 years.
Sounds like it's basically meaningless, but at least the budget now is with like part of the SFPD budget.
Yeah.
So this would make it separate. Yeah. And that sounds good.
Everyone's kind of in agreement. Like there's a lot more that could be done and should be done. But I think that this is still like a step to put things like to create a process for oversight.
Yeah. And step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction. Although I do kind of think it should be every year, honestly, versus every 2 years. But I'm still voting yes on this.
Yes on G.
Prop H would create a unique position with the day-to-day responsibility to make sure that local government is working for the people of the city.
It takes power from the mayor.
The public advocate would conduct investigations and audits, oversee the whistleblower program, and appoint the director of the OCC. So the OCC is what they were talking about in the Prop
G. So this is taking all those responsibilities from the mayor?
From the mayor. I think from the mayor's office.
So yes on H.
Yes on that. Prop I is funding for seniors and adults with disabilities. The number of seniors living in the city increases and the cost of living makes all their lives more difficult. We can accept the argument that there needs to be a baseline funding for those services. So that sounds good. And I agree with that.
But Green Party says no.
Hold on. Then if you look at the Green Party, they say no. They say, although we support more funding for this purpose, the supervisors can fund such programs without creating a new agency that's ripe for corruption, ripe for corruption and unaccountable to the voters. So I'm still going to vote yes on that.
Yes on I.
Oh, you had
but
I,
not
I,
I, I, I. Okay. Easy to remember.
Prop J, funding for homelessness and transportation. And I just said yes. I have no explanation for it, but I said yes. But then I looked at
the in the Green Party.
I know. Then I looked at the Green Party, and it was like the same text, basically. This would give more power to the mayor, encourage corruption, and have less.
You guys sure hate the mayor.
We sure do.
Yep.
So I like the Green Party's argument, but I also feel like I need to look into that more because I do think we need more funding for homelessness, housing, and transportation. So I'm going to say yes with a caveat of like needing to do more research. Okay. That's
on
Prop J.
Maybe on J.
So we got K, the general sales tax. Yes.
Okay. So
Proposition K is proposing an increase on the general sales tax to 9.25%. The extra funds coming in through that tax would go towards services for the homeless and transportation.
So do you say yes?
So I would say yes to that. And the argument is like, too bad the city fucking gave away all of our taxes to like Twitter and everyone.
Right.
Too bad we're like having to incur that
pretty
as voters.
There's lots of other ways
because
to
they
have
could
a
have
tax.
Fucking just charged those bitches like what they should be paying for those space that they have. So it's just like it's like we're getting fucked in the ass by our own fucking government as usual.
Yep.
But at
you
the same
still
time,
say yes to it.
Well, yeah, because homeless people don't deserve. I mean, they're getting fucked even worse than I am. You know,
right.
It's like that's not right.
Yeah.
So someone's got to take care of the people.
But it's just sales tax on everything.
General sales tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that's fucking the homeless people too. Because it makes shit they buy more expensive. Like it fucks everyone.
Yeah.
Except rich people who don't give a shit.
Who don't give a shit because they have too much money.
So I get why the Green Party says no to that.
Proposition L. So Prop L would give the supervisors the ability to appoint 3 of the 7 commissioners instead of commission appointed by mayor of the body that oversees transportation in the city and an easier veto over budgets. The supervisors are appointing the 7 commissioners for transportation instead of the mayor appointing. So I'm always for supervisors
appointing. Just stripping power from the mayor.
Strip power
from
the mayor.
The November 2016 election in San Francisco.
Election. Yep. So yes on L. Prop M, Housing and Development Commission. This proposition would create a commission to oversee the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development and the Mayor's Office of Economic and Workforce Development. So this is, again, an overseeing.
Are these all put up by city council members, too?
Probably.
Right?
Why
didn't they fucking run for mayor last time? Right? Because there were, like, no city council people running for mayor.
Because it's a
if they're going to fuck him like this, what was the
fear? It's a
fear?
Crooked game, man. San Francisco's fucked up.
Yes, on him.
Prop N, non-citizen voting in school board elections. Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, I heard about that.
Why not let parents and legal guardians of all kids, citizen or not, vote in school board races? Go to Prop O.
I'm going to be editing for 10 hours tomorrow.
Yeah. Office development in Candlestick Point and Hunter's Point. So this was a tricky one because I feel like I read so many places yes on this one because it was about like more housing and more jobs and Candlestick Park. And to me, I was just like, is this not another like thing for developers to take over and gentrify neighborhoods and push people out who already live there and just like actually not haven't be an equitable solution to living and working in the city? But there were I got so many at like flyers at home that were like, yes, I know. Yes,
I
know.
I usually and feel like really, that makes me say, fuck no, because those people have all the money to buy those.
But the people on the flyers are like people who are from the neighborhood. And so you're kind of like, cool. Who got paid to be on the fucking
flyer. Don't listen to propaganda, Mason.
I'm just saying. Anyhow,
no, all across the board.
Let me read this to you. This last minute initiative continues a legacy of broken promises for jobs, housing, and parks. There is nothing in Proposition O that makes sure new promises are achieved. Please vote no until there are clear and measurable commitments for jobs, housing, and parks promised as far back as 2003. Prop P, competitive bidding for affordable housing projects on city-owned property. Supervisor Mark Farrell, he seems like another dickbag.
Farrell, dickbag,
and Wiener are together on a lot of these.
Farrell needs to be tamed.
So Mark Farrell is declaring war on the city's nonprofit affordable housing infrastructure. If there are not 3 competing bids, no projects can go forward. Do we really need another obstacle to building affordable housing?
Legit.
No. Prop P? No.
No on P.
Prop Q.
Don't pee on me.
Here's another one. Check. You're going to love this one. Prop Q, prohibiting tents on public sidewalks.
That's a feral wiener. Needs to be tamed.
So here we go. This is already a law. Tents aren't
I'm the only one finding that funny in this room.
I know.
Okay.
Tents are already not legally allowed on the street. No duh. Right? This proposition would further criminalize homelessness instead of offering real solutions. So that's just an obvious straight up no.
Straight up no on cue.
Prop R, neighborhood crime unit. Proposed by Supervisor Wiener. Another one.
Basically,
if
Wiener's name is on it, you don't want that.
Nope, pretty much.
Keep that Wiener out of my face.
3% of all sworn police officers to be assigned to a new neighborhood crime unit that will focus on quality of life issues.
Ugh.
I.e. more harassment of homeless people and probably people of color, honestly.
So no on R.
No on R. So this one is an interesting one because everyone does say yes to this one.
What are we on now?
We're on Prop S. It's the allocation of hotel tax funds. Mm. This measure would create an ending family homelessness fund and a neighborhood arts fund, and each would get a small percentage of the money raised by the hotel tax.
Oh, all the art people.
All the art people are saying yes to this.
Yeah,
everyone's saying yes to this. SFBG said yes to this. San Francisco League of Pissed Off Voters said yes to this. Green Party said no to this. Let's see why they say no. Where are we? Set aside hotel tax income to be used for arts and programs to help homeless families. As is the case with Props I and J, these programs are something the supervisors could fund now if they wanted to without going to the ballot. I'm going to say yes on S.
Yes on S. It's easy. It rhymes.
Prop T, restricting gifts and campaign contributions from lobbyists. That's just a yes.
No brainer. Yes on T.
Prop U, affordable housing requirements for market rate development projects. Right, so this is a little bit deceiving, and here's a little information.
This is how all these things fuck you, man.
Yeah, totally. This deceptive measure is simply an assault by the real estate interests in San Francisco's affordable housing laws. The measure allows apartments rented to people who make as much as 110% of the median income to count as affordable in market rate projects.
That's disgusting. No.
You know, it's like, on the surface, it sounds cool because you think affordable is actually affordable, but affordable is not affordable.
Doesn't it make you sad, kind of?
Well, developers don't give a fuck.
I mean, not just that, but like they're trying to con you.
That's because
like they're trying to like deceive you.
Well, it's politics.
God.
It is very upsetting. It's like actually nerve wracking, which is why I think all you listeners really should go vote. Really?
Yeah. Like, and like,
stick it to them, man. Yeah. Be like, fuck off. We're not as dumb as you think we are.
And not just vote, but to like if I just went to the ballot without reviewing any of this shit, that might have fucked me over. Mm-hmm. Like I might have been like, you know, read it real quick. It's like 25 propositions down
it's
the ballot.
It's really a pretty intense,
you know,
situation.
It's so like arduous going through it.
Yeah.
So if I just walked up and saw, oh, affordable housing, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds good.
Right.
Of course, I'm totally into affordable housing.
And that's what really upsets me is like people that even have their heart in the right place, you know, but just maybe didn't have time to fucking open an Encyclopedia Britannica level voter guide might get all fucking bamboozled by that. And that's really irritating.
I always like, if I have questions, I always like to see who is
endorsing it.
And who isn't endorsing it, because I think a lot of times you can see, like, for example, for this one, Prop U, fucking Supervisor Mark Farrell, who we just discovered on this recent, is an asshole, is endorsing this, you know. So
right.
It's like fuck you.
So that was no on you.
Correct. Proposition V, tax on distributing sugar sweetened beverages.
Oh, you got a soda tax too.
Soda tax. And I think one of my questions was like, is this another thing where like the tax gets passed down to the consumer, or who is actually responsible for paying the tax? And because I was trying to figure out what this is, and it's the distributor actually pays for the tax. Oh. Eventually it will get passed down to the consumer, right? Because the distributor's paying more, they're going to charge more from the stores, and stores are going to charge more from their consumers, from their buyers. So it's not a grocery tax, because they've been calling it, like, there's also been a huge number of leaflets and pamphlets
coming out for that too.
And everyone's like,
tax.
No on the grocery tax. And it's like, small businesses are going to get blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So there's all that to consider too, but I mean, there have been a lot of flyers coming out on this one. So,
and that to me is the red flag, because if people have money to spend on all the damn flyers, they're the bad guy.
So this is not a grocery tax. It's a tax on soda levied on the distributor, not on the store. Its aim is not so much to bring money into the city, but to discourage people, particularly kids, from buying a product that can lead to serious health problems.
Okay, so yes on V.
Proposition W, real estate transfer tax on properties over $5 million. So this was brought in. That's confusing. This is brought in by Supervisor Jane Kim, who we know
that's our
is
buddy.
Running for Senate.
Yeah, we love her. State Senate?
State Senate.
Yeah.
Sorry. The people.
I was like, whoa.
The people who will pay the tax are individuals who buy and sell very high-end residential property and corporations that buy and sell big commercial buildings. So that's yes on W.
Yes on W.
Proposition X.
Jesus Christ.
This is our second to last one.
Two more to go.
This is about preserving space for neighborhood arts, small businesses, and community services in certain neighborhoods. So Prop X would require developers to provide replacement space when they demolish or convert former industrial buildings, what they call PDR, which stands for production.
Oh, remember that? We talked about that in an earlier episode.
So instead of just like demolishing the space and building whatever you want, your developers will be required to provide a certain percentage of space to these other like arts, community services, and such.
Cool.
So I say yes to that.
Green Party says yes.
And then RR is our BART safety, reliability, and traffic relief. So that's about giving money to BART so that they...
Oh, dude, we had RR too.
I know, it's the same one.
What did you say on it?
I said yes.
What did I say?
You said yes.
Oh, cool.
$3.5 million bond to fund BART maintenance with extreme reservations due to the BART board's near-perfect track record of mismanagement and boondoggles from the Green
BART
Party.
Board.
So yeah, we like the system is aging, but this is a critical part of our regional transportation network. So it's not like the perfect solution, but it's like something needs to happen urgently because BART is fucking falling apart.
God, it's a nightmare.
It's terrible. So I'm going to have to say yes to that.
Okay, so anyhow, I hope this was of some kind of help to you or help you, fall asleep.
Feel free to take a few days to listen through. You know, maybe the one day you just look at the state props. Another day you look at your, local props. Like, you don't need to rush it.
Do it with a friend.
Do it with a friend. Have your cat on your lap. Makes everything better.
Democracy works when people participate. Vote it up.
Get out there and vote.
From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.